Dorothy Shalman Ledbetter Shalman is standing in front of the bathroom mirror in her black half-slip and black push-up bra, auditioning a look. Her 40th high school reunion, the last one, is 1 week away, and she's trying to decide whether or not to draw a beauty mark above her lip for the occasion. It wouldn't be entirely false. She does have a mole there, but it's faint, hard to see. She just wants to enhance what already exists. Nothing wrong with that. It's de rigueur if you're a woman. And it's becoming more common in men, too. Wrong as that is. Dorothy would never have anything to do with a man who wore makeup or dyed his hair or carried a purse or wore support hose or cried or did any of those womanly things men are appropriating as though it's their God-given right. No. She prefers an all-American red-blooded male who is not a jerk. They're hard to find, but she holds out hope that she will have some sort of meaningful relationship with one before she's 6 feet under. She regards herself in the mirror, tilts her head this way and that. Yes, a beauty mark would be fun, kind of playful. She pencils in the mark gingerly, then steps back to regard herself. Not bad. Not bad at all. Sexy. Just like she wanted. Hello, Marilyn. She pictures Pete Decker looking up from his table full of jocks when she walks into the hotel ballroom and saying, va-va-va-voom. And then, Dorothy? Dorothy Shalman? Uh-huh. She will say lightly, musically, and walk right past him, though she will walk close enough for him to smell her perfume, also new, 110 smackaroos. She got perfume, not cologne, even though her personal belief is that there's no difference. She'd asked the counterwoman about that. She'd leaned in confidentially and said, "Now come on, tell me, really, if you were my best friend, would you tell me to get the perfume over the cologne?" And the woman had looked her right in the eye and said, "Yes." Dorothy was a little miffed because the woman had acted as though Dorothy had affronted her dignity or questioned her ethics or something. Like the time Dr. Strickland was telling Dorothy to get a certain $418 blood test, and she'd said, "Would you tell your wife to get it?" And Dr. Strickland had drawn himself up and quietly said, "I would." Dorothy had been all set to give him an affectionate little punch and say, "Oh, come on now, don't be so prissy." But then Dr. Strickland had added, if she were still alive, and that had just ruined everything. It wasn't her fault the woman had died. Dorothy had been going to refuse the test no matter what. But when he said his wife was dead, well, then she had to get it. Those dead people had more power than they thought. Dorothy has never gone to a high school reunion. She'd been married when they had them before, and who wanted to bring that to a reunion? Now she is divorced. Plus, she saw that movie about saying yes to life. She steps closer to the mirror and raises her chin so her turkey neck disappears. She'll hold her head like this when she walks by Pete Decker. Later, when they're making out in his car, it will be dark and she won't have to be so vigilant. Oh, she hopes he drives to the reunion. She happens to know he lives a mere 3.5 hours away. She knows his exact address, in fact, and she Google Earthed him, which was very exciting. In high school, Pete had a 4-on-the-floor metallic green GTO, and Dorothy always wanted to make out with him in that car, but she never even got to sit in it. She bets he has something like a red Lexus coupe now, and she bets that at the reunion he'll watch her for a while, then come up to her and say, "Hey, Dots, want to take a walk?" And she'll say, all innocent, "Where?" And he'll get a little flustered and say something like, "You know, just a walk. Get some air." She'll hesitate just for a second, just long enough to make him think she might refuse, and then she'll shrug prettily before she agrees to accompany him outside. They'll go right to his car, and he'll open the passenger side door and raise an eyebrow, and she'll say, "Pete," like she's offended at the very notion. But then she'll get in, will she ever? She likes this part of the fantasy best. She'll get in, he'll come around and get in on his side, and then just before he lunges at her, he'll look at her with smoke practically coming out of his eyes. And in her eyes, a soft, "Yes, I know. I, too, have wanted this for years."